Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Christy. Okay, so let's take a look at today's sentence. Obviously, these gender roles are harmful, and they're also very arbitrary. Men shouldn't have to be aggressive and strong. They should be allowed to show weakness and emotion. Obviously, these gender roles are harmful, and they're also very arbitrary. Men shouldn't have to be aggressive and strong. They should be allowed to show weakness and emotion. 那我们首先来看的就是 obviously 这一个字。Obviously 呢，就是显然地或者是废话都不用说。那我们在口语上可能会问别人说 Are you voting for Bermain? 然后你就说 Well, duh, obviously. 那可能有人会问你说你要投给英国留在欧盟内吗？那你就说废话，当然的。那它的形容词呢，则是 obvious。Obvious. 那这边两个 B 呢都是发非常非常轻的带过去，那 O 呢都是发 R 的音，那 V-I-O-U-S 呢是发 E-S. Obvious. 那形容词呢我们就可以说 He made it so obvious that he can't take his eyes off her. 他就是把自己搞得很明显，他完全移不开他的目光。再我们来看 gender， gender 呢指的是性别。那我知道有些人会说，哎，可我们不是也会用 sex 来当做性别吗？那其实我觉得很有趣的是，英文里面有这样子的区分，可是中文里面虽然都泛指性别，那我觉得如果要翻译的话呢，讲到翻译，我会认为把 gender 翻成社会性别，然后把 sex 翻成生理性别会比较准确一点。因为其实呢 ，sex 在定义上来说呢是 a biological fact， 是一个物理的事实根据，那 gender 呢，则是 gender role， 就是你这个社会，你对自己性别的定义是什么。So even though your sex as male or female is a biological fact that is the same in any culture, what that sex means in terms of your gender role as a man or a woman in society can be quite different cross-culturally. 就是说你在你的生理性别呢，在各个文化中会是一样的，答案都只有一个，因为它就是一个事实。可是你对于自己性别角色的定位呢，可能在每个文化中会不一样。再我们来看 role， role 呢指的就是角色的意思。那我们很常听到的一个片语就是说 play a crucial role in something， 就是指在某件事情上面扮演一个举足轻重的角色。像是我们可以说 David Cameron plays a crucial role in this referendum in the UK， 就是卡麦隆呢在这一次的公投中扮演着举足轻重的角色。那还有一个发音跟他一样的呢是 roll， 也是指打滚的意思，像是说的dog rolled in the mud and was dirty all over again even though he just had a shower. 那只狗在泥巴里面打滚，虽然说它才刚洗完澡，可是我觉得有时候狗狗就很可爱的地方在这边，它们真的很天真很可爱，很想知道它们在想什么。 Anyway， 这是题外话。还有一个呢是 roll， roll 呢它没有舌头卷起来的感觉，它只有 roll，它是划船的意思，像我们以前小时候很常唱的就是什么 row 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 your boat， 就是要划船的意思。那还有另外一个呢也跟他们听起来很像，则是 rule， rule 呢是规定的意思。那它还有一个动词的意思呢是统治，像我们可能听过有一首歌叫做 Rule the World， 就是指统治世界。或者是我记得不知道是 Joker 还是谁讲过一句话说 Rules are made to be broken， 就是有定定规定的就要必须有人要来打破它这样。再我们来看 arbitrary， arbitrary 呢指的是随心所欲的或者是武断的，它的 A 呢是发 R 的音， BI 的 I 只有发短音 E 的音， arbitrary， arbitrary。那我们可能可以说 Sometimes as a leader, you shouldn't make arbitrary decisions. 就是你身为一个领导者呢，你不应该让你的每一个决定都过为武断。再来我们来看 aggressive。Aggressive 呢指的是有侵略性的，它是形容词，它的 A 呢只有发短音 E 的音。Aggressive， 像我们有时候有些狗比较凶，我们就会说 He is very aggressive。那它的动词呢则是 aggress。Aggress 指的就是侵略的意思。最后我们来看 emotion， emotion 指的是情感的意思。 那像是我有时候自我介绍的时候，我就会说 I sometimes let emotions dominate my life. 我觉得我的人生呢被情感主宰，因为我觉得我是一个很感性的人。那感性呢，我们就可以说 emotional. Emotional 指的就是多重善感的、啊、或者是情绪丰富的。I'm a very emotional person. 那如果要说有一个人很情绪化，很喜怒无常，那种比较负面的说法，你可以说他很 moody. Moody.指的就是喜怒无常的。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Obviously, these gender roles are harmful, and they're also very arbitrary. Men shouldn't have to be aggressive and strong. They should be allowed to show weakness and emotion.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. You guys can talk about how you think about the sentence, or as a man, what do you think about the roles that the society has confined you guys in? Or as a woman, what do you think about, you know, guys being feminine? And I think that's pretty much for today, and Daniel will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!